Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. Today is the second time I host Marie, a runner and a physiotherapist. The first time around, we talked mainly about benefits of strength training with weights for runners. And today, the main subject are shin splints. But before we dive more into it, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, please share it on social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. Hi, Marie, and welcome to the Happy Runner.
Hi, Roman. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, it's the second time we are recording a podcast together. The first time was like a few weeks ago. But I'm sure there will be new listeners. So, Marie, tell us a bit about yourself and what you're doing.
Thank you so much. So I am a doctor of physical therapy, or a physio. I practice within the United States, and I'm currently practicing in the clinic while also doing online strength coaching for runners. So I get the best of both worlds.
Okay, let's move on to shin splints, today's topic. As a runner, I know that shin splints, correct me please if I'm wrong, are a muscular injury of the muscle that runs on the outside of our shin area. Is that so?
So this is actually a trick question, and I can't even say that you're wrong and like pull me out of the weeds if we get too far in.
Okay.
I read extensively about shin splints a couple years back. So it's been a year since I've read anything new that came out. But in reality, with all the research papers out there, we don't know. We actually don't know exactly what shin splints are. There are multiple theories as to what they are, how they happen. And a couple of them can be that it is a muscle issue. It could be a muscle injury on the front of the shin like you're talking about. Some other theories is that it is more related to the bone of the shin, the actual tibia, and that maybe there's an injury there. But in reality, all we really know is that there is too much stress or too much load being applied to the front of that shin. And so what happens, the result is we can't run, or we can't run as far or as well, and there's pain. The end result is the same. But the reason I go into that for runners is in case they are having symptoms that don't quite line up or they can't find answers, I want them to know that is okay, that's normal, it's not just them. Science is trying to catch up to them. They don't have to catch up to the science.
Okay, but we probably need to figure out the reason behind the injury.
Yes.
So you or another physio is able to treat it.
Yes.
Because it's probably possible that we think it's something, but in reality, it's something different. So there are probably multiple injuries in the shin area, not just shin splints. Can you tell us a bit more about the whole area?
Yes. So I think something to hone in on is shin splints are multifactorial, a big fancy word to mean there are many things that lead to this one injury. And that can be the normal things we think of, as in like new shoes or higher mileage or more speed work or a longer distance. All those things play a part. And that's what we kind of see and experience as a runner. Now, as a PT who also runs, I get to see things from two different points of view. So I see what the runner experiences. I'm in those shoes. As a clinician on the other side, I see that runners who get shin splints are really experiencing a abnormal load or stress injury. Now, so let me back up what I see as a clinician. Our muscles are all teammates of our body. And what happens in any group project is there is typically one or two people that don't do the work, and the rest of the group project has to pick up the slack. Everyone knows what I'm
Okay.
talking about,
Yes.
right? And so this is especially in work. Work is no different.
Yeah.
And our bodies are the same way. We had this hu these huge muscle groups, our glutes and our hamstrings, and sometimes they decide to take the day off or the week off or the whole training cycle off, and they will kick the can down the road. They will dump the load down into the lower part of the body because maybe they don't want to show up that day. I'm really simplifying things here.
Okay.
And as runners, we like to overuse our feet and our calf muscles because that's what gets us from point A to point B. And so I see a lot of time with runners, shin splints are happening because their feet are not quite strong enough and their bodies are overusing those feet muscles, those shin muscles, those calf muscles, and they're not using the big team players up above, like the glutes and the hamstrings, enough. Does that start to make everything make sense?
I think so.
Okay.
So next, why you already kind of answered the
Yeah.
question, but yeah, if we like go from, let's say, from our couch straight into marathon training, that's probably can lead to shin splints, yes?
Yeah, that's probably not the best place to start. You could, but man, this marathon training
Yeah.
plan, it's got to be like minimum 20 weeks. And I hope your goal is just the finish, right? Like we need to set expectations, not just for the
Yes.
race, but for our bodies.
Yeah. So, okay, higher mileage and probably also when you start to run faster. Yes or no?
Yes and no. Actually, I'm going to say both. So both
Okay.
of those running elements, those running things that we like to do, if we don't have the right muscle teammate foundation, if we don't all have all of the muscle teammates in the group project, when we try to go do those higher level running things, we might end up with shin splints.
Okay, let's stay on the why question a bit longer. I heard from some runners that they are starting to experience shin problems when they started using carbon plated running shoes. I use them myself. I know they are more aggressive as
Yeah.
other running shoes, but would you say that they can lead to injuries in the shin area?
From the research that I have, or from the reading of the research that I have done, I would say it is very plausible. And I'd be so interested, like it might be a time for another podcast, but I'd be so interested in hearing your experience running with your carbon plated shoes after reading everything. And so, what I want to preface this answer with is that these carbon plated shoes are very new. Like, as a physical therapist and the exercise phys world, like we still need to do more research on the back end of what happens when you actually use these mega super shoes. And what we're finding is that the way the carbon fiber plate is conformed to the runner's foot and the way it absorbs energy, stores energy, and then releases energy. All of these create different biomechanics. They change your running form. And one of the key elements is that it will decrease how much your ankle bends. This is called ankle dorsiflexion. The reason we care is that with every stride you take, you have to land on your foot. I know this
Yes.
sounds insanely simple, but you have to land on your foot and your ankle bends. When that teeny tiny motion is changed for miles and miles and foot strikes and training plans and weeks, it makes sense that over time you have just changed your running form and your body didn't know it was happening. We went from 0 to 100 on the volume and your body said, where was the warning? When did we know this was happening? And so it can actually result in not just shin splints because of the change in ankle motion, but it can actually result in documented navicular bone stress injuries. Now, the navicular is a tiny foot bone It's very important. And it makes sense that when stress is placed on one foot bone, a teammate, the shin bone, could also become affected.
Okay, so there is probably a correlation. Now, on
Probably.
the other side, we have those running barefoot or in shoes with zero drop or less protection. And those think, just from the biomechanics, that such shoes or footwear is better when it comes to injury prevention, yes or no?
I think this really depends on the runner because I've actually had a runner. I worked with her one-on-one to work on her shin splints. She put in so much hard work. She got a lot better, but these shin splints kept coming back. She finally switched to a zero drop shoe and a lot of her issues cleared up. Now, I can't say this is true for every single runner with shin splints, but when we talked about the carbon fiber shoe and how it changes your ankle motion, it decreases it. A minimalist shoe is probably going to increase it. So it really depends on you as a runner and how you respond to the shoe, because the shoe is just a tool. You are the lean, mean fighting machine, but the shoe is just a shoe.
Yeah, but obviously it's important to fight to find the right running shoe also from an injury perspective, yes?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now we learned what shin splints are. Why do they occur? Let's talk about prevention. Now, a few days ago, I found a statement somewhere on the internet that strength training and you, as a strength coach, are the right person to answer this. Prevention splints, true or false? And
I would say,
if
I got
true,
so excited. Continue, Roman. This
what exercises to do?
is obviously my favorite question. I'm sorry I jumped in. But
Okay, no
yes, it
problem.
is true. It is true that strength training prevents shin splints. And what I find really exciting about this is good thing PT is my job, right?
Yeah.
Is that foot strength is what it, you're, is the biggest preventer of shin splints. But runners need to know. Calf raises are not enough to strengthen your feet. Like you need to actually do foot exercises to strengthen the intrinsic foot muscles or itty bitty foot muscles. You have to strengthen those just like you would strengthen your quads, your glutes, your hamstrings. So there is that side of strength training to prevent shin splints. And then the other side is lifting heavy, but also, lifting in a way that reminds all of those muscle teammates from the very beginning of the episode, we need to remind all the muscle teammates to work together. So, strength training like a runner, it with exercises that look like running, that's my whole thing on Instagram, on my website, that is what helps prevent shin splints the most.
Okay, but we still have runners who have shin splints. What to do when we get them?
Perfect. So I might be a little long-winded, but that's because I want to give a really good answer to this question. So if you are just experiencing shin splints, you need to be brutally honest with yourself. If you are experiencing pain, zero being no pain, then you have to go seek emergency care somewhere. If your pain is at a 4 or greater, it is time to go to a physio or a physical therapist, some kind of healthcare provider, because that is the line in the sand of you really shouldn't try to do this on your own. Like it's time to seek out care. Now, a lot of runners are actually in the boat of shin splints will range between a little ache, a niggle, like a 1, and very rarely get up to a 4. If you're kind of wandering in between that pain scale, it is okay to do some strength exercises. I can talk about some of those if we want. but it can be very helpful to begin regular, consistent strength training in a way that teaches your body to take the load and the extra stress off of your feet and calves and instead asks the big muscle teammates, the glutes and hamstrings, to do their job.
What about biking and swimming?
That could be helpful. Like, if that is something you enjoy doing in the meantime, like as a cross training way to help prevent losing all that cardio fitness you've built, that's an entirely appropriate way to continue exercising as long as it doesn't make your shin splint symptoms worse.
So it can make them worse, worse.
I always throw that clause in because it always depends on the runner and depends how inflamed those shins are. Because I can see how biking, pulling up on the pedals, if that shin is very irritated, I can see how that pull would irritate things further.
Okay, now I see quite some runners seeking advice in various Facebook groups or even on Instagram. I mean, when I see it, I always say, go ask a physiotherapist for advice. Because I don't think, I mean, there is a lot of advice out there. Probably a lot of advice is okay, but some of the advice is not the best one. So, would you say, not just chin splints, generally speaking, if we get to a point where we know we are injured, should we seek advice with a physiotherapist?
I mean, I would always love if people asked physios and physical therapists like questions about their injury, because that's our job, is we love to help you guys and we have answers and we know going on Reddit is easy, but when we spent so much time learning about this, like we want to help you.
Okay, so I'm going to thank you in the name of all the runners listening to this episode for your time, all the insights into shin splints, and I will leave a link to your webpage in the description of this podcast so people with shin splints or other issues can contact you over there.
Yes, thank you. And I can send you, Roman, to make your life easier. I can send you multiple links to different shin splint blog posts. I have about five, I believe, and I even have strength exercise circuits in the blog posts themselves. That way people can get resources. They can get acting right away on fixing their shin splint problems, because I know how, one, painful it is and how hard it is to not be running. So this way, your runners, your audience can take immediate action steps to start feeling better and start training again.
Okay, so please send them to me and I promise I will put them in the description of this podcast. Thanks again, Marie.
No problem. Thank you so much, Roman, for having me on here. I always appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running buddies. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!